Now there's Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Annie and Woodard Coleman this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December, 1970. This is the beginning of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Annie and Woodard Coleman this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December, 1970. Now this is a Channel 2 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Annie and Woodard Coleman this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December, 1970. This is Channel 2 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Annie and Woodard Coleman this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December, 1970. Channel 2 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Annie and Woodard Coleman this Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of December, 1970. This is Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Annie and Woodard Coleman this Wednesday, the 23rd of December, 1970.
A year ago, graduate school.
And had one in Hawthorne, and they used to send trucks around, you know, through the country. Have a certain day, they'd buy malt, and
uh-huh.
People had malt, they'd get it to a certain place.
Uh-huh.
Buy it, Everson here, making it all the places.
Did you know that, Nick?
I guess he come out. How old man is you?
22.
Oh, you come since that time. Since all these hard times, you ain't never been here no hard time. Just like, I guess I was about, no, I was older than you. When I seen the first automobile, I met the first automobile. I was driving two horse to a wagon. First automobile I ever seen in my life. I met in the road, you know. And that automobile passed me, and it passed me. I stopped the horses and turned on the wagon myself and looked at it just as long as I could see it.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever did see in my life. When we come along, there wasn't no such things as like tractors and automobiles and things like people have now. There wasn't nothing like that. We didn't know as much. All we know is some people had buggies, and everybody didn't have a buggy.
Mm-hmm.
They had wagons. Some had a cart. I know a lot of people, of course, we never used a cart, but I know we had people that live close to us. They used a dump cart, you know, with two wheels to it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them used oxen, some used mule to that. And we always used a wagon. And so we got able enough, we got a buggy. So that's the time we used to go back at that time.
Well, where did they get the horses or the mules around here?
Oh, they just raised them.
What did Uncle?
We all used to raise them because I raised them myself. You know, I didn't raise a mule. They used to raise mules right here. I have some young mules, right? Some young mules. I think it was Fred Wood's dad was in. Several of these people around here, they had a jack bought them, you know, together, you know, and they kept them right there. And
oh, yeah.
At the area or something, yeah. I think they kept it right over here by where Don't Walk Woodard stayed right across over here.
Why, Uncle Will Woodard use?
He used a horse his daddy left as long as he lived, and after that horse died, he just used his feet again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he have he used a cart or a wagon?
Was it Gettysmore? Well, he had a wagon there for a while. As his daddy had it, after he died, then when that gave out, you know, he just tore his mouth through the sack. And,
oh, he used
and
his daddy's.
Yes, but he left there, you know, his mother. He stayed there with his mother for a while till she died.
Yeah.
After daddy died, he stayed there with his mother till she died, and he kept the horse as long as he took care of it, and the horse, you know, after. Wasn't half fed and didn't live too long after that. Horse died.
Yeah.
So I left him without anything.
Mr. Thrasher's daddy used to handle a lot of animals.
Yeah,
didn't
yes,
he?
Used to be a horse.
Old man Thrasher.
And he did himself. So this Thrasher here did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I've been knowing him since he be born. He a little older than I am, but I know. You know, it used to be back in them times, boys used to wear short pants, come to the knees, you know, until they get it. But he wouldn't put them on long pants until they get about 16 or 17, about 18 years old, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Then they put them on long pants, but the little kids now, that's the first thing they put them on, long pants. But I know him when he was wearing short pants and it come to his knees, and I was thinking, but he's a little older than I am. I was just thinking about him the other day. Now I know Mr. Boyd way back in them times. Mr. Boyd is dead now, but I believe it's Thrasher. About the only man around here that walked with a door here. I know ever since in the boyhood days.
Yeah.
I've been knowing him. Or ever since he was a boy, Mr. Thrasher was in there.
Well, now, Mr. Thrasher had lots of horses, and his daddy had a lot of horses?
Yes, ma'am. But his daddy used to sell and trade and go mule horses. And Mr. Thrasher, but he done a lot of it since his daddy died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never traded with him?
Yes, I traded with
him. You buy horses and mules from him?
Yes. They beat me sometimes. Trade. You know, they beat you if you trade with them.
They beat you.
You ever noticed? If you don't try him now, you show you now. I mean, beat you on the trade, is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're traders. My daddy said, Mr. Trash's daddy used to be a man. He used to run, he's a half Jew. Store there in Benjamin, that out in the owner's corner there with the red and white store, making noise.
Uh-huh.
And said he the one like Mr. Old Man G's, right? His tricks, you know. And so Mr. Old Man's right, he learned to this, right? So that's the way it goes. But if you trade with one of them, he'll get the best of it if you trade with him a long time.
Well, now, how would he beat you on the animals?
I guess he just probably might know most about it, and sometimes you'd make a good trade with him. But, you know, he'd go out and get these old plug things, you know, and you see it and like it and want to trade with him sometimes, and sometimes you'll be the best after all, you know. And you just trade after you trade, you know, that's settled it then.
Well, now, what experience did you have with him and with the animals?
What experience? Well, I didn't have not very much, you know. So I thought I know a little something about them, because we always raised horses. My daddy raised horses, and so I raised some myself, you know, just like you got them horses out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did raise a mule. Now, I wanted the mule to work, and so that's why I got the mule. I traded the horse for a mule with him.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get over something that's not very much good. That's what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, did you have any experience?
No, sir.
I mean, did you get a hold of something that wasn't much good?
Yes, I got a hold of one time. I did.
What was that?
Mule.
What happened to the mule?
Oh, he's easy to collect. I tell you, you wake him, you think he's getting along all right. And before night, sometime you just give him a common feed, you know, just usually feed. And he just took the collar all at once. And so I carried him back there and traded him back to him. He made me pay for it. He let me have then a good horse, but one of the Bolin used to have up there. But he was, a one-eyed horse. He had one of them, people had to knock him on his eye there, but he was a good horse. But he made me pay different between, you know. That's why he beat me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He always make you pay him like $25, sometimes $50 or something like that, different between the two horses.
Oh, I see. If you got the mule yeah, took to the collie, you could take him back up there.
Yes.
And put him in on another horse, but you'd have to pay him extra.
Pay extra, yes. It cost me extra money to get another, and so I didn't want to keep the mule because I know that, and he did die.
Yeah.
In the collar, you know. It's easier to take the collar. I don't know what is the cause of that. Sometimes he thought he was, outside of that, he was a pretty good old mule.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody ever buy a mule, say, on the installment plan, pay a little?
Yes, sir. Pay the people.
Did they ever get in trouble on that?
Well, he's taken back, and but I'll tell you how they work about that. Just like well, there's plenty of people now. My father's brother, they and the other men around put out, know they used to do that often. Go down and buy a horse mule from, and he'll put the payment back in them times. They'd say $5 a month. Well, if you miss a month, then he'd come take that horse. Well, then all they do then, they'll get up $5 and go there and give him $5 and bring the horse back. I just kept the horse on the road all the time like that. Yes.
But if you got up to $5, you could go back and get him.
Yes, yes. If you got the $5, you get up any little amount of money. That's what he wanted, money. Any little amount of money, you could go back and get the horse.
He didn't want the horse.
No, he didn't want the money. That was the old man. Yeah, he used to have people that were working for him, some working store, Mr. Neil Mary. He used to send him out lots of time to get collect these horses in, you know. Just like if you were a man had bought one for him and you fell down on the payment, well, he'd send him out for to get that horse. Well, if you wanted that horse, or you do get up some money and follow that horse back in there, and you can bring one back home. I just kept going like that.
Well, that's some system, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And this new Slash right now, he's just about that same way. Anybody can do it. Of course, I always got along pretty good with him because I had good credit with him. And I still got good credit. I'm not able to work to make nothing now, but I got good credit. I can get anything. Say what he got there in that store to sell right now. I can go there and get it without a nickel if I want it.
Yeah.
Right. This very day, anything he got there is for sale. I can go there and bring it away without a nickel.
Well, now how would this man? How would he get the best of it in a trade?
Well, just about like his daddy did. He always, you know, if you were going to trade with him, they always like if you were going to take one of your horses, one of his right now, unless your horse is, he know your horse is a whole lot better than his, he might have traded you, just even trade.
Yeah.
But he'd want a difference between them horses, you know, once you pay him a difference. And so if he had something, but you wanted, you know, probably you'd give it to him. But like, stock like you got here now, you know, he wouldn't ask you, you know, he'd trade with you even. If you trade.
Yeah. Well, you know, them fellas had all the animals, and all you had to do was go up there and trade with them, you see. That's
yes,
the simplest way.
Yes, sir.
If you go out there and sort of looking around for yourself, take a lot of time.
Yes, sir.
They'd bring him out there to you, or you had to go get them.
Yeah, well, they'd he sent a boy out there last time I traded a mule with him, and he sent a boy down. This Preston boy, he runs over the engineer on the train. I think he's in there farm or something, Buck Preston.
Yeah.
He used to send him out there a lot of times.
Yeah. What is that? I didn't hear the dog barking up there the other night. Did he bark? That German Shepherd dog?
No, sir. She won't seem to bark here.
She won't bark?
No, sir. That is that other one. One what? Come there, you know, somebody brought a dog up there, I guess they threw him away, I don't know. They say it's a chow dog. He's a smart yard dog, though, and he come there, I guess it's a little better than a month ago, and just come back and take it up there, and he been there ever since. And he's a good yard dog.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't generally, now I tell you what happened, the fellow was there, I was getting some oranges, I just for that freeze, and she come up to him and she growled at him like she wanted to jump on him. I spoke to her and she just quieted down, but she don't seem to make no noise on the yard bark, you know. I don't know. I believe if she ever started, what she do, I believe she's going to bite before she
bark. Before
she bark.
Oh, really?
Yes, I believe that's what she's going to do. But I'll tell you one thing she wants to do. She wants to be around the stock, and I just naturally believe all signs of the way she acts, but I don't want to start that. I believe she'll catch a cow or catch that mule right now.
Is that right?
That mule got out one day, and I wasn't paying no attention to her, and she come out and hit me, and she run out and caught that mule by the leg, and I said the mule kick, you know, but I believe she catch that mule. She could make a genuine catch, a lot of catch a cow or anything.
Yeah.
She would make a catch, though. I know she'd make it, because I've seen enough of her.
Oh, she's smart, though.
Yes, sir. And she loves to stay with me, you know. She just follows me track for track now.
Oh, does she?
Yes, sir. I can't go nowhere. I had started like I left that day. She'll stay there if I leave her with the truck.
Yeah.
Any other way, she wouldn't.
You don't take her on the truck with you or
no,
anything
sir.
Like that?
No, sir. I ain't never learned that. I don't.
Well, what's that dog the other dog you say?
But come there.
Yeah.
He's a good yard dog.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He barked?
Yes, sir. He's one of them making that noise out there the other night.
Oh.
Yeah. He was out there the other night. Him and that old white dog I got there. That was them making that racket out there when you come there the other night.
Oh, they really making it. There's two of them.
Yes, well, that's one. You know, I had one all the time.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, well, and that new one would come there. There's the one that's making that racket. I believe he'd bite you. I ain't never seen him bite nobody, but I believe, for a little, I believe he would.
You had to be careful.
Yes, sir.
You keep him tied up?
I keep, like I leave there, I do. Yeah, because, you know, a dog's kind of like, there's two, three of them together, you know, kind of like children, they get into devil man, but like if we all leave there, I got one what you give me. I got her that at the barn door, I leave the door open and just put a little cane string on her, and she's left there in the barn door, and the other one tied out at right body, and that old dog, white dog I had all the time, I leave him loose.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I thought they might have get after something, you know, and nobody that is to stop them, man. Two, three dogs together, you know. That dog, what you give her, it wouldn't take, she could be learning to catch a cow, but I don't want her to learn that because I don't have that to do now. No cow to catch.
Yeah.
And I don't want her to learn that. But,
well, now, this other dog just come there?
Just come there. We was leaving there one day. And that dog run by the gate just before we left there and run down the road. He comes down toward that railroad, toward that trestle. That's where he comes from that day. And went up there and we passed him on the road by halfway between our house and the highway. And when we got back to the house, he had done went in the yard. Went back there and went in the yard. And him and this dog of mine, what I had all the time, was fighting, man. And he's a fighter. He had my dog what I had at all time blooded. And so I think he's fighting again last week.
Oh, really?
One night, because I tried to keep him from fighting, school him all I can. But,
well, he's a younger dog.
Yes, he's a little bit bigger dog. This is a little dog what I had all the time. I tried to fight him, but he can't whip him. He's a fighting dog all right now.
Yeah.
And I believe he come around breaking his foot the last time, because he's been hopping ever since then.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so it must have been one night, because when I gave him the feed that night, he was all right, and the next morning he was crippled, so it must have been done that night. I don't know when that was done.
Well, now, that's really the kind of dog you need, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's a good yard dog. He's a real good... I turned him loose that night, but he's a good yard dog.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Smart.
Well, you could swap off this police dog and just keep that... that other dog.
If you stay there, I could.
Yeah.
Yes. Sir.
Yeah. Nick, before they gotta go, let's show Woodard one or two of them animals they got back there.
And you wanna pay Woodard too for the.
Well, I guess we had better see about going too.
Well, Miss Annie and Faye
want to
talk.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
Just
4 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll come out in just a minute. I'm sorry that Miss Daisy missed you, because she sure wanted to visit with you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben came home too.
Home?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He went down to the store. I told him that if you all came, I'd let him know. But
mm-hmm.
he had to go to the store, and maybe you all could speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, They're just going to look at that horse right there.
Mm-hmm.
They're weaning us. Well, what you been doing?
I ain't been doing much of nothing. I've been cleaning house some. And mopped up my porches, my front porch and my back porch. And this morning I mopped up the kitchen and the bedroom.
Uh-huh. Well, we just enjoyed that time that you and Miss Daisy were here, and we got her to tell about the times that she used to enjoy so much living mm-hmm. up there in that.
Yes, my daughter was often talking about how she enjoyed it over here. She'll be home Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Miss Miles, is your camellias blooming?
No, they aren't. There's some white ones. I don't have any red ones blooming. And I keep looking for a small bush
mm-hmm.
because I remember that you like red ones. Is it raining?
Do you ever hear from Miss
Jackie? That's a
car.
Oh, that's just somebody
that came in. Do I ever hear from who? Miss Jackie. Jackie. I don't know what the last name. That lady what used to come out to the house.
Oh.
Used to come right here and ride horses.
Oh, yes, you know this. I know who you mean. She really did like you, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
She and her husband are in Tallahassee, I think. They moved. They left here.
Yes.
And she really enjoyed seeing you.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed her, too. Miss Miles, is you a good hand to rule?
Not very much. What would you like?
I'd like a piece of camellia. I'll pay you for it.
Oh, you don't have to pay me for it. I'll just give you one. The only one I have that I think could be dug up is a white one.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking that I'll get a red one. I don't think I have any small ones down there, small
mm-hmm.
red ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a neighbor in town who has some small red ones.
You don't cut your limbs off of yours to root?
Well, I can. Can you root one? Can you root it?
I have never tried. That's the reason I asked you, could you root?
No, I've never tried. But I'd be very pleased to give you a limb that you
mm-hmm.
could try. Sometimes those little balls come on them, and they tell me that you can plant those.
Yeah.
And they root. They come right up. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a red one right out there. That as like Miss Bessie's has in
mm-hmm.
her yard. It's a hard, what they call a hardy one. And you're welcome to have, we'll go out in a minute and I'll cut a limb and you can try it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had any luck.
Mm-hmm. I have never tried the root one.
Do you have a white one?
No, ma'am.
What kind do you have?
I got one there. It's my sister brought it to me from up the Hawthorne. It's a pain, but it's not a nice one. Don't look like to me. It has some small flowers on it. I didn't pay. What did I pay? I sent for a white one, but she said the man said he had sold all his white ones and she got that pink one, but it has such little small flowers on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the small pink ones is very pretty. It's a little pink perfection, about that big.
Yes.
But unless it's a healthy one, you wouldn't
mm-hmm.
like it.
Mm-hmm.
But we can, I'll show you the white, kind of white camellia that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can.
I was out to this place where they care of the sick people, doctors. That was his extended tail,
uh-huh.
I think was the name of it. And oh, they bring some of the, just the bloom,
uh-huh.
and then give the patient. But it's the prettiest thing. They don't grow up, they say the bushes don't grow up high, they're just small marbles,
uh-huh.
but the goes bunch, yeah?
Uh-huh.
One of Coleman's cousins got one there in Rochelle. Hers is a pink one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard you say that you wanted a red one.
Yes, and I do love the red ones. I love the red ones.
And I have a red one. I have several red ones down there in the hammock,
mm-hmm.
but they're so big,
mm-hmm.
they can't be moved.
That's right.
Or I'd give you one of them.
Oh.
They'd die if you tried to move them.
That's right. There. I don't think it'd be a good idea to dig them up.
No, no. No, I don't think so. And I don't believe that you root a limb. I think you have to do it a special way, but you can try it, and I'll give you a piece of this, and you can try it.
Mm-hmm. Some people say that, he can't root azaleas, but I never could get a piece, you know, cut it off of the bush and root it.
Uh-huh.
But I see people cut them off and the roots are not. When my girl was here in the summer and came down here, she got a piece sitting down beside the edge of the porch and it looked like it's going to live.
Oh.
She just broke the limb off and just stuck it down there and it looks like it's living.
Well, we can just try this then.
I don't know. Can you get the way I root my azaleas, I just, the limbs never ground. I just bent them over and put dirt on them.
Uh-huh.
Well, how you root yours?
I haven't rooted any.
No. They're easy to root for me like that.
That's azaleas?
Yes, azaleas.
Uh-huh.
But they're easy to root, but when I dig sometime and I dig them up and transplant them to another place, they'll die. But they're easy to root after you put that dirt on them.
Oh.
Them limbs, they'll take root.
I see. Well, I know there's a way to root, to aerate them, they call it. Make a little bubble, and
mm-hmm.
I know that you can. I know you can take cuttings.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen in the paper where a woman in Gainesville showing the people how to graft them
mm-hmm.
in the paper. She just looked like she had cut a piece down that limb.
Uh huh.
And then she sets another little piece up in there and then wrap them.
Uh-huh.
Call it grafting.
Uh-huh.
You ever tried any flowers grafting?
I haven't, but I have friends who do it all the time.
Yeah.
And they say it's easy. They say it's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're like Miss Daisy. You have luck with rooting. And luck with flowers.
Mm-hmm. I do very well with flowers, rooting flowers. But I have never tried carnations or nothing like that. I have good luck rooting azaleas.
You just like to sit up at night by your fire?
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes my mother sit up there and go to sleep. And Coleman be just snoring.
You can't go to sleep early?
No, ma'am. I don't know why. If I go to sleep early, I'll stay in the bed and lie down there for half the night before I can go to sleep. But if I sit up until I get sleepy, and then when I go to bed, I can go right on to sleep.
That's what Miss Bessie says that she can do.
Yes.
And you have a wood fire, and you like to look at the fire.
Yes, sometime I sit up there and the fire go out and Coleman call me, Annie, why don't you get up there and go to bed and the fire done gone out and I'm sitting there asleep.
But he goes to bed with the chickens.
He goes to bed early.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll go out there and cut a limb, and you just try it, because it won't hurt.
I certainly will try.
And
I've got a nephew. Everything he put his hand to, stick out his leaves.
Oh.
He don't nothing he sets out to die. I don't know what kind of hand that, but he's home now in Hawthorne. He goes to school in Tallahassee. But he sure got a good hand for rooting things.
Well, we'll just go get it. Let me get my shoe, our hat.
Well, that's the end of the visit. Fay and Miss Annie go out to get some camellia cuttings, and they don't get in to talk again. And this is Channel 2 Right 420, Channel 2 Right 420 at 25, and that's the end of the visit with Miss Annie and Woodard this Wednesday, the 23rd of December, 1970. Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right 425, and the end of the visit with Annie and Miss Ann Woodard this Wednesday, the 23rd of December, 1970.